I'd like to think about these things today. Coming out of the dark, and Lazarus, and his community, and the unwrapping the layers to wake up to the next thing, whatever is next. So I'm wondering, did anyone relate to this song about coming out of the dark? I know I sure did, coming out of the dark. Her story, Gloria Estefan's story, Beth shared a little with you. She was at the top of her game when this bus accident happened. She was on tour, hit after hit after hit on the radio. She was just doing all those things that people in the music industry want to be doing and checking off the list of success. She's not only a singer, she's also a songwriter, and she's also a choreographer and a dancer. So you can imagine that this injury to her back in the bus accident was tragic. Tragic to her life, tragic to her career, tragic to checking those things off the list of success. So she, first of all, had to work on getting out of the hospital. And then after that, she had to work on the recovery and the healing that happens when one has a back injury. And as most of us know, when you have a back injury, you're never, ever the same. And so Gloria Estefan, as a singer, songwriter, choreographer, and dancer, needed to think about and pray about what's next and what does that look like and feel like and how do I do that. And so this song, Coming Out of the Dark, emerged as she was in recovery and on her way. And you can see she didn't do any dancing in this video. This was the video that came out. She didn't do dancing, and that's okay. But just I want to note that she also was a dancer in her performances previous to the bus accident. And it seems like we all are kind of in that uncertain time. The things going on in our country and in our church, our global church, they seem uncertain, and we aren't quite sure what's next. So I'm wondering, as a group of people, if we are feeling in the dark, and I'm wondering when we'll be able to emerge and sing this song together. So, we are not meant to do this alone. We're meant to do this coming out of the dark in community. Jesus was there with the community and told the community to first move away the stone so that Lazarus could come out. And then he said to Lazarus, come out. And then he said once again to the community, Lazarus, community, unwrap him. He didn't come out of the dark alone. Jesus was with him, and his community was with him. And we are meant to live in community. And that's why I actually asked all of you, who has felt this way before? Who has been in the darkness? Who has come out of the darkness? Who has come out of the dark? Who has been unwrapped once again to find something new or be something new or love in a new way because you've learned something new? You've come out of the dark. Because we're not meant to do this alone. We do this in community. And so, even that this is community to me. So even when someone is coming out of the dark, there might be stench. I'm talking about right in these four walls. When someone here is coming out of the dark, there might be stench and ooze and a lot of gross stuff. But because we've come out of the dark before, we're able to be a community and surround that person with support and love. Support and love that a community can offer. And I kind of think of Jesus as our alpha dog and our pack of dogs. Because he tells the community here, our community sometimes, but in the case of Lazarus, he tells them to roll away the stone. And then he says to Lazarus, come out. And look at the community. Some of them are horrified. Some of them are looking away. Some of them don't want to come close. Some of them are peeking to see how bad it is. I mean, there's all kinds of reactions that this artist imagined the community was doing. It wasn't like everyone was so excited to see Lazarus after 4 days of death. They were wondering what he was going to be. What is he going to look like? How is he going to be the same or different? And when we take off those layers, what are we going to find? But he didn't do, again, he did it in community, and Jesus told the community to be there with and for Lazarus. So, there are a lot of layers, right? And just like a butterfly doesn't become a butterfly and quickly emerge out of the cocoon, it takes days and days and time for it to just chip away a little bit more of that cocoon to come out. That is how we as community can help and love one another as we each are coming out of the dark. You know, as people, we have lots of layers, right? Lots and lots of layers. And sometimes it takes a lifetime to get through all these layers of unwrapping what's new and next in an individual or even in a community. We don't just turn into, you know, like when we're born, we aren't the same as today, right? Is anyone here just like when they were born? I know I'm not. I would even ask, is anyone here like they were 5 years ago? I'm not. I'm nothing like what, well, I'm a little bit like what I was 5 years ago, but there's so many layers and layers to get through. Life is like an onion. You peel it off one layer at a time, and sometimes you weep. And that is by Carl Sandburg. The important thing is, just like Gloria Estefan said in her song over and over, did you see how often she referred to you, the capital Y, you, God, Jesus, I see the light, I'm standing on the rock of love. She referred over and over to Jesus. The important thing is, with Jesus by our side, we can wake up at any time and decide it's time to unwrap another layer. And when we unwrap another layer, you never know what you're going to get. Amen.